right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Edith carries two bowls to the dining room table.
Look at delightful to kneel and have him to kiss.
The front door shakes.
Get away from me, dog. Get away from me, dog. Get away from me, dog. Get away from me. Get away from me, dog. Get the hell away. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I ain't hurting.
Well, you was kicking him.
I wasn't kicking him.
Well, it looked like you was kicking him.
Well, I didn't kick him. Oh.
What's the matter?
I threw my back out trying to kick him. That's Barney Hepner's dog again. He's never home on his own property. Why the hell is he always over here?
Well, maybe he's looking for a bone.
Sure, and a bone he's looking for is buried in me. Why me?
Because you keep yelling at that poor
well, what the
dog.
Hell am I supposed to do when an animal's trying to tear me apart, huh? Whisper sweet nothings in his ear.
Archie, you ought to make friends with Rusty. Dogs is men's best friends. Oh, my uncle's dog was his best friend. I'll never forget Sport.
I don't want to hear no dog stories.
No, Sport was my uncle.
Archie puts down his beer.
They called your uncle Sport?
Yeah, because he wore painted shoes and owed a lot of people money.
What a classy family.
Well, his dog's name was Franklin, and one night...
Don't go on.
No, it was in Los Angeles on account of they lived in California.
On she goes.
Anyway, one night, Franklin, that was the dog. He was whining and howling, which was his way of warning his master, who was my Uncle Sport, that there was going to be an earthquake.
Archie so pretends to make a noose.
He put on his robe and his tiny shoes, and he ran out of the building just as it started to shake. Well, everybody that stayed in the building was very safe, including the dog Franklin, but my uncle, well, he got hurt because a sign fell on his head, and the sign said, stay indoors in case of earthquake.
Archie pretends to hang himself. He holds the pose, but Edith doesn't notice and starts eating her lunch.
Franklin the dog didn't even know how to eat. But he was smart enough to stay indoors.
I would rather croak than hear you tell any more dog stories. I'm fed up to hear with dogs and with Barney Hepner.
Oh, Archie, Barney is a neighbor. And there ain't too many left on the block that's still talking to you.
Well, that's because they won't give up on all their crazy religious and political ideas. Oh, there he is again, barking, see? And I'm in the house now. What the hell does he want? I wish we had a cat.
You hate cats.
I know, but I could ball it up and throw it nails first at the door.
Archie strides to the window.
I hate to see you go to work mad.
Don't worry about it. Mad is a requirement for driving a cab in New York. Now, look at that. Now, look at that. You see what he's doing out there, huh? Right on the front walk. Ain't that beautiful, huh? Yeah. Some people got a welcome mat. You got a welcome splat.
Oh. You can't help it.
Yeah, well, I know who can help it, Edith.
Why?
I know who's responsible for it, Edith.
Why?
And I know just what the hell I'm going to do with it, too.
Why? What are you going to do?
I'm going to just, make a little delivery to Barney's front porch.
He holds a shovel.
Archie, don't do that! Put
don't
it in the gutter!
Argue, don't argue. Nothing's gonna stop me now. Stand over here now. Now, just try to distract his attention there, huh?
What do you mean?
Just tease and torment them while I outflank them out the back door.
See, I don't think you should do
it. I know what to do. Don't think. I know exactly what I'm doing.
He holds the shovel sideways and gets stuck in the kitchen doorway.
You see what your thinking does for me, huh? Oh, there's the phone. Now get that phone. Tell them none of the bunkers are here. We're all decreased. We went last night to suicide pact.
He leaves Edith knitting her brow.
Hello. Oh, yeah, hello, Barney. No, he ain't here. Well, he's out making a delivery. Oh, I'm sorry, Barney. He can't go bowling with you tonight because he has to drive Mr. Munson's cab. I don't think he'd go anywhere. He's so mad. Oh, no, I can't tell you why he's mad, Barney. But never mind, you'll find out.
Archie returns.
Wouldn't buy me a bow wow. Daddy wouldn't buy
Excuse me, Barney, there's somebody singing at the back door. Yeah, goodbye.
She hurries to the kitchen.
Archie!
Barney didn't
that was a... Barney that called.
You mean already he got my doggy gram?
Oh, no, but he invited you to go bowling with
him. Oh, good, so he's going out tonight,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, good. He'll hit that monument in about 3 strides.
Archie, that ain't nice.
Nice is for high society, Edith. We're only the working class.
Archie, 2 grown-up men that's best friends shouldn't be fighting over a little sweet dog like Rusty.
Here, Edith, finish this dance with Fred Astaire. I gotta eat.
He hands her a broom.
Wait now. That cab ought to be moving. I'm losing money. And look at this, the chicken soup here. It's ice cold.
Oh, it couldn't be that cold.
Then why are the noodles clinging to each other for warmth?
I'll heat it up.
Ah-ha-ha-ha. There's Barney now. I know the furious of his belt.
Oh, Archie, please, whatever you do, don't fight.
Stay out of this. There. Well, hello, Barney. Hey, come right in. Make yourself at home. Don't be such a stranger there. Well, what brings that smile to your pleasant mush? What can I do for you, buddy?
You've done plenty already, Bunker. You put that poop on my stoop.
The poop belongs on your stoop, and if you don't like it, I got a suggestion for you. Have a serious talk with your mutt about his personal habits.
You know what you are, of which there is nothing lower? An animal hater.
Get out of here. I don't hate no animals. I'll tell you one animal I don't like very much, and that's a horse's rear end. I ain't talking about nobody in particular. I just look at the offending party and whistle.
That ain't funny.
Yeah, listen, you know that you're breaking laws. You're breaking about 18 laws, maybe even a dozen.
What laws?
Well, like you're aiding and abetting an animal to savagely attack people without the benefit of a leash. You're aiding and abetting an animal to commit illegal toity up and down a block here. You're aiding and abetting an animal to smuggle and flee some lousy neighborhoods. You're a criminal, Barney.
You're a kook, Arch.
Irregardless of that, I can slap a citizen's arrest on you.
A citizen's arrest? You wouldn't even know how.
Oh, don't you fool yourself, buddy. I know how. I know all about it. Wait a minute. Hey, Edith in there. Come on out here. I need a witness. Yeah, I seen a cabbie friend of mine slap a citizen's arrest one time.
Huh?
Yeah, he arrested one of them Krishna Harry guys, tried to pay his fare with a song and a kiss.
Get out of here.
Oh, yes, he smashed his tangerine and hauled him in.
Here's the soup. How do you do, Barney?
I eat it.
Would you like some soup?
He ain't got no time for soup. He's being arrested over here.
You flip your wig. You ain't gonna make any citizen's arrest.
Oh, no? Oh, well, you just watch me. Now, Edith, hey, you pay attention to this. Now, turn around and put your hands up against the wall.
Edith faces the wall with her hands up.
I think he means me, Edith.
Trying to make a dope out of me, darling?
No.
Congratulations, Arch. You just made your first citizen's arrest. Now I'm going to make my first citizen's escape. I'm going bowling. And if you don't want my dog to bite you, keep your foot in your own mouth, where it usually is.
Still trying to be a comedian, huh, Barney? I got news for you. You ain't funny.
I thought he was funny.
Get away from me, you.
Hey, Ma, I smelled your chicken soup all the way across the alley.
Well, you want a little?
I'd rather have a lot.
Sure.
Mike joins them.
He can smell out anything. If I had a nose like yours, I'd rent it to the FBI.
He's in a bad mood today, Mike. He and Barney have to dog ain't seeing nose to nose.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. The dog is a killer.
What are you talking about? It's a sweet, gentle dog. Joey plays with him all the time.
You better be careful. Little Joey start acting like a dog.
What?
Yeah, the other Tuesday I was doing coochie-coo with him and he bit me.
You know, you might be right. Arch, yesterday I was scratching Joey on the stomach and he started doing this.
He shakes his leg.
You know, I have never, ever heard you say one nice thing about an animal.
Oh, get out of here. You want me to say something nice about an animal? I will now. I'll say something nice about a goldfish.
A goldfish?
Yes, a goldfish. Goldfish is a beautiful animal. And the only worthwhile pet to have around a house. And you know why? Because a goldfish never has to be walked around a block on a leash there. Goldfish never keep you up here at the night barking. Goldfish never gets his hairs all over the sofas and nothing like that. And the best thing about a goldfish is that long before you get tired of him, he dies.
Mike hangs his head.
Ain't you gonna eat that soup with a spoon?
Archie, it's time to go to work.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, eat up. The soup is all you're gonna get, as the frigid wife said to the Italian.
Archie, please drive careful and be nice to your customers.
Union rule says I only have to drive them. Beyond that, the hell with them. Wait a minute. I want to see. I want to make sure I ain't going to be ambushed by fangs again.
Rusty.
Rusty.
Archie peeks out the front door.
I don't see him nowhere. Right. If you run quick, you can get into your cab.
All right, wish me luck.
Good luck.
He hurries off the porch.
I'm in. I fooled you that time, alligator face.
Goodbye, Archie. Get away from there, Rusty.
Edith heads back inside. Edith runs back to the door.
Oh, my.
Ma, what happened?
Archie's cab backed up into Barney Hefner's door.
Can I have your chicken soup?
How can you talk about chicken soup at a time like this?
Not for me, for the dog.
Oh, here, hurry up.
They run outside with the bowl of soup. Archie and Edith read magazines in a veterinarian's waiting room. Beside them, a whimpering woman uncovers a birdcage containing a motionless bird. Archie and Edith peer into the cage at the dead bird. They share a look, then hide behind their magazines. They look up at the whimpering woman.
Hey, lady, I couldn't help notice you got a bird there, huh?
That's Andre.
Oh, that there is Andre.
Hello, Andre.
He's a canary.
Oh, that's a canary. Oh, geez. I think he gave his last concert.
Don't say that.
As another bird lover, I gotta tell you, you know, you gotta be ready for them things, you know? Like when the little fella turns over on his back and puts his two claws up like that. That's if he's lucky enough to die of a disease. And sometimes they get the life scared out of them, like by a snake or a cat, you know, and then trying to escape, then the wings go out like that with shock. But I tell you, either way, don't blow no dough on one of them pet cemeteries. You just get yourself a little diamond matchbox, you know? You put them in there, and then when it's dark, you bury them in a neighbor's yard.
A vet walks out carrying a dog.
Here we go, Rusty.
He passes the dog to Edith.
Is he okay?
Oh, yes, he's just fine. You've got a very brave little fella here.
Yeah, well, what's the damage, Doc?
Well, just a slight fracture of the tibia.
Oh, I meant the damage to the wallet.
Give Mr. Bunker his bill, please. Now, you give this dog lots of love.
Oh, hey, yeah, yeah, well, we love him very much there. Yeah, well,
why don't you pet him, sir?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah, sure. See, he hates this watch.
Well, good luck. Next, please.
Oh, say, Mrs. Canary, you ought to get yourself a goldfish.
Here's your bill, Mr. Bunker.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Check will be in the mail tomorrow there, yeah. Well, that ain't too bad, Edith, you know? $19.77 there.
Oh, no, Archie, that's the year.
Oh, gee, well, what the hell is the tariff?
It's under your thumb.
All right.
There, $53
for one dog's leg? For that money, I know we can buy 11 dogs.
Well, come on, let's go home, Archie. Oh, Barney's gonna be so happy to see Rusty.
Are you kidding? He's gonna be wild when he sees the splinter of that dog's leg there.
Oh, yeah.
How are you gonna explain that to him, Edith?
He hurries off.
Oh, no, Archie!
Back at the house.
Please, Edith, don't argue with me. Will you be a wife? Do me a favor,
no.
Huh? All I'm asking you to do is set him down here and let him run home.
On his bad leg?
No, on his three good ones.
Archie, that's the coward's way. And I know the coward's way ain't your way.
Sometimes it is, Edith.
It's Barney, y'all.
Oh, that's Barney. That's Barney.
Listen,
get the dog out of sight. No, 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 hold him out here. No, bring him in the kitchen. Let me warm him up to it my own way, will you, Edith? Let me think of something slick. Come in there. That's you out there, huh, Barney?
Yeah, it's me.
Ah, hell. Come on in, Arch.
What took you so long?
Oh, well, I didn't know, but what you... Well, there's maybe one of them mooches coming along, you know, collecting for a new disease. As if we ain't got enough trouble with the old diseases. You know?
Yeah. Well, I just come over to say that I'd like to forget everything that happened today.
Oh, geez, Barney, so would I. I mean, I would, yeah.
I mean, after all, Arch, we are neighbors.
Hey, more than that. We're large brothers, and when the kings of queens give the grip, our secrets never slip the lip.
Hey. Barney and Archie do a secret handshake.
Sit down, Barney. Sit down. Yeah. No, not them, in my chair.
That's an honor.
Yeah, Barney. No, listen, I'm glad to be able to tell you that, you know, I should have been a hell of a lot more understanding, huh? I mean, I could have took the dog's eye view, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when a pooch has got a toity, you know, you can't expect them to slip into a public yard and put a dime in a slot and sit down there, you know? And, you know, Rusty's such a cute dog.
To know Rusty is to love him, Arch. I mean, when he sits up and begs like this, when he fetches, when he plays dead.
Yeah, I seen him do that today, yeah.
No kidding.
Barney, but what I gotta tell you is that you hadn't ought to let him run loose, you know? Because, I mean, it's very dangerous in the streets.
Yeah, out in all that traffic, you mean.
Yeah, I mean, suppose he come back out of his driveway and run into a cab.
Huh?
Well, what I mean to say is, wouldn't it be terrible if little Rusty got killed by a car?
Oh, don't say that, Arch. I couldn't live without Rusty.
Well, I know. I mean, it'd be a lot better if he busted his leg, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, it'd be a lot better than getting killed.
Oh, sure, because, you know, they shoot a horse for that. But, you know, a dog, well, one of them busted tributes, you get a vet to fix that up at $52, huh?
I guess you could.
Well, what I mean is that would be good.
Yeah.
And you could be happy with that. Yeah.
Barney smiles and nods.
You run over my dog, didn't you?
Who told you, Barney?
You busted his leg,
you
didn't
said
you?
You'd be happy with that.
I'd be happy busting
wait,
both
now
your
don't
legs.
Don't get excited because this
where is my dog?
He's
where is he?
Here he is. Rusty.
Hello, sweetheart, baby. Are you all right? How did this happen?
An accident happened. That's all, Barney.
Archie rushed him to the dog hospital as fast as he could.
Oh, gee, Barney, I drove like hell. I nearly clipped another dog on the way. But I want to tell you something before you get excited with me. You know, this is all your fault.
Mine?
Yes, Barney, yours for turning the dog loose. You endangered his life there. You as good as threw him under the wheels of my cab. Now, you think about that, Barney.
Yeah, you're right, Arch. But look, if I lock up the house and keep him tied up in the yard, he's going to cry all day.
Yeah, he's lonesome.
Sure, yeah. He's lonesome. You gotta stay with him.
I gotta work.
He needs company.
Yeah, get him something to keep him company, something quiet like a turtle.
Archie, a turtle wouldn't be no fun for Rusty. He needs another dog.
Oh, no, no.
Good idea. Another dog.
Barney, listen, if you gotta do that, Barney, make sure it's a boy dog.
Well, a boy dog could fight with him, Arch.
Well, I think you know what a girl dog's gonna do with him. Yeah, you don't want that.
Right, Edith. Good idea. And since it is your idea, when Rusty has puppies, I'm going to give you the pick of the litter.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
oh,
no,
I am.
No,
you deserve it, aren't you?
Hey,
I'm going to take it right down now and find a wife at the pound.
Barney leaves with Rusty.
I was reading an article about the animal populations there. There's millions of pets exploding, Barney.
Archie winces as Edith hugs him.
Well, I'm going to have to run out and buy a big muzzle.
For a little puppy?
No, Edith, for you.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Chuck Stewart and Ben Starr. Story by Mort Lachman and Milt Josephsberg. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Cast, Alan Melvin, Barney Hefner, Tracy Bogart, receptionist, Bill Hunt, Dr. Rushton, Vanda Barra, woman. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.